This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. A disease that kills oak trees along the California coast is spreading quickly and working its way south from Northern California. The most recent research just made public Sunday shows sudden oak death is for the first time infecting areas of San Luis Obispo County. The sudden oak death pathogen, or as scientists call it, Phytophthora ramorum, has killed hundreds of thousands of native oak and tan oak trees in California over the last couple of decades. Mateo Garbalato is the person behind the UC Berkeley Sudden Oak Death Volunteer Tracking System. He says water helps spread the disease, so the ongoing drought had slowed its growth in recent years, but that clearly changed this past spring.
You know, we had a lot of new findings that we didn't really expect. A lot of new locations where the disease apparently has just arrived. Besides that, we also, detected a very significant increase in the overall infection rates at the statewide level.
The disease spreads through bay laurel trees, so it's those trees that are sampled to determine the future growth of the infection area. Over the past several years, volunteers have been canvassing the state, picking leaves from laurels that show signs of the disease and then sending those to a lab for confirmation. This latest survey shows an infected tree on the Cal Poly campus, in San Luis Obispo's Irish Hills, and several groupings in rural areas just east of Cambria and west of both Paso Robles and Atascadero. Garbalato says while his survey is not official, it gives state authorities a big step up in narrowing their scope.
And so now there's going to be some regulatory issues once the agency's confirmed infestation and so forth. But at least we know that we have to look in San Luis Obispo County now because of the findings of the sod blitzes.
Garbalato says finding infected trees is the first step in controlling the problem, as there are many actions that can be taken to reduce further spread. Randall White, KCBX News.